Launch good.
Good launch.
Good what?
No, launch food.
Hey, I know it's Ramadan, but we are launch good.
Ooh, launch good.
My mosque fundraiser was on it.
Yeah, my friend shared the Gaza school campaign.
That's us.
Oh, I think they're the ones where you can automate your daily giving in Ramadan.
More than 500,000 people have given and raised over $100 million on LaunchGood.
Join our 30-day Ramadan challenge and support a different cause every day on launchgood.com/Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillahi wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Welcome back to our daily reflection series, Character from the Quran, where we will, inshallah, be diving through every day different characteristics that we found in the Quran that will improve our character, inshallah. Today's characteristic is known as ithar, which is translated as preferring others to yourself. When a person prefers somebody else to themselves. This ayah in Surah Al-Hashr is the ayah that is probably most recognized when talking about this topic or this conversation of ithar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he describes the people of Medina, and he describes them with a very special description. He says that these are the people, he says that الَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانِ, that those people who settled in their homes with faith before them, min qablihim, yuhibbuna man hajara ilayhim, that those people in Medina who settled in their homes, they found this love of those who migrated to them. Okay, wala yajiduna fi sudurihim hajatan mimma utu, that these people, when they met their new neighbors, when the people from Mecca had come in and the Muhajirun had come in and moved into Medina, the Ansar were such beautiful people internally. Their character was so awesome that they didn't find any desire in their chest, in their heart, meaning, for anything that those people had been given. They had not found anything, right? And then this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he highlights this concept of ithar, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. He said that, then these people, even more so than not wanting from other people, they also preferred them over somebody, over themselves, even though they themselves were not like super well off themselves. وَمَنْ يُكَشِهَا نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And then whoever is protected from having the stinginess in their soul, then it is they who will be the successful people. So this ayah highlights this concept of what it means to truly prefer over other people. And this is the levels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, these levels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us with for how we should be with other people and the character that we have. Because character is how we treat one another, right? So he said the first thing, the first level, is that you love people, you love everybody. And the second level would be that in that love, you don't find yourself jealous or envious of anything that they have, right? So the first is that you have a general love for people, but you might still struggle with being jealous of what they have. The second is that you don't find anything, وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا, that when you look at what somebody else has been given, you don't find any sort of desire in your chest, in your heart, for what they've been given. Right, so the second level of character when it comes to how we treat people and how we interact with people with preference is that we love them and we don't envy anything that they have, right? We understand that whatever they've been given, it's been given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever they've been given was not meant for us. And so there's no reason for me to feel jealous or envious of what they have, but rather I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I say, MashaAllah, La quwwata illa billah, and I say qadar Allah ma sha'a fa'al, that whatever Allah Ta'ala wanted, he wanted this person to have this thing or this person to have this thing, then that is what Allah Ta'ala wanted and I'm happy for that person. And then you have wa yu'thiruna ala anfusihim walau kana bihim khasasa. The third level is that you can actually grow to the point where you even prefer other people to have things even when you yourself could be in need of that thing. There's a beautiful story in the life of the Prophet Muhammad in which this ayah is referring to or speaking about. And that is, one time there was a companion that was at the masjid with the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had asked, is there anybody who can host some guests that have come? There are some guests that have come and they need some hosts. So this companion wanted to obviously, you know, show his hospitality, show his generosity. So he volunteered to host. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, very good, I'll send them your way. I'll send them your way. And obviously when you host somebody, you have to make sure that you feed them. You have to make sure that you take care of them. So it's not just a matter of giving them a place where they can put their bags down and sleep, but there's hospitality involved. There's food, there's drink, etc. And so the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, I'll send the guests, you know, with you. So the man goes home and he tells his wife, he said, hey, can we host some people, right? He forgot to ask her first. He said, hey, can we host some people? And she said, I mean, there's no problem with hosting, but we don't have enough food. Like, you didn't tell me if we had more food, then we can host them. You know, we don't have enough resources to host people right now. And she said, well, I already volunteered, so we're going to have to figure it out. So subhanAllah, what happened in this scenario was that when the guests had come, they had prepared a meal for them. But they knew that, as any guest would, if the guest is eating, the guests are eating the food, and the host is not eating, or there's not enough food for the host, that it would obviously make the guests feel uncomfortable. And one of the worst feelings for anybody who's hosting anybody is that you don't want your guests to feel uncomfortable. It's like the worst feeling that you could have. So what they did, subhanAllah, was that they made a plate of food for the guests to eat from. And then they themselves, they sat in the dark, and the husband and wife, and they made eating noises with their mouths and with their fingers. So they were basically faking it. And they were making these noises so that their guests were under the impression that they were what? Also eating with them. And subhanAllah, this happened throughout the night, and the guests went to sleep and the host went to sleep. The next morning, and remember, nobody knows this. It's 100%, you know, in the dark, sincere. The next morning, the companion shows up to the masjid, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has a big, big smile on his face. And he says to him, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed me of what you did last night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's very pleased, you know, with what you did last night. He informed me and he's very pleased with what you did last night. And this ayah is referring to this individual, يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً, that they preferred their guests even when they were in a state of need. So this characteristic is obviously, as you can tell by the story, something very special. It's something that's not easy to get to, but it is one of the foundations of a beautiful character. When you see people who are just absolutely beautiful in their character and beloved by everybody, those people tend to have a level of generosity that prefers others over themselves, where they prefer others over themselves. And so this is the characteristic today that we decided to focus on from the Quran. We hope and pray, inshallah, that everybody is able to understand these characteristics, and more so than understanding them, we hope and pray that everybody is able to take from them and benefit from them, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, so that we can leave the month of Ramadan full of Quranic characteristics. What a successful month that would be if we were able to leave this month with 30 new character traits that we've worked on from the Quran and from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Barakallahu feekum, everybody. I hope and pray that your day is going well. Inshallah, happy Jumu'ah. May Allah ta'ala bless you on this Friday. And we look forward to seeing you tonight during our recitation and reflection. As always, please note that these sessions have been sponsored by Helping Hand for Relief and Development. And so if you are so inclined, and I really urge you and motivate you to go there, go to Helping Hand for Relief and Development, hhrd.org, and sign up to sponsor some orphans. Sign up to donate some money, inshallah, for those who are in need. With COVID-19, the need is greater than ever. And so we need you guys to help, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum, everybody. Take care, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.